Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 259, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 259. Let me remember that there is no sin. Sin is the only thought that makes the goal of God seem unattainable. What else could blind us to the obvious and make the strange and the distorted seem more clear? What else but sin engenders our attacks? What else but sin could be the source of guilt, demanding punishment and suffering? And what but sin could be the source of fear, obscuring God's creation, giving love the attributes of fear and of attack? Father, I would not be insane today. I would not be afraid of love, nor seek for refuge in its opposite. For love can have no opposite. You are the source of everything there is, and everything that is remains with you, and you with it. Amen. Let me remember there is no sin. So just for a moment, let me take the premise that God created everything is true. That there is a creator that created everything. And so if one created everything else, one would only create what they wanted. And so everything is created perfectly as one wanted. And so if everything is created perfectly, can there be sin? Can there be something that is not perfect? Something that is not wanted? It seems logical that sin cannot exist in truth. If everything was created perfectly, and if sin is when there is something that is not in sync with perfection, then sin cannot exist, because even the creation of sin would be perfect if it were a creation by the One, if it were not just a belief. A thought. It is insanity to believe what is not true. Those who are insane defend their thoughts of sin, their thoughts that something should be different. They defend those thoughts because of fear, because of a closed mind. Let me remember there is no sin. Let me remember I cannot trust what I see and hear and think. Help me to remember to turn within to the knowing that does know, to the knowing that has never believed in or seen sin. If I am seeing sin, I am insane. Yesterday, I made a comment that I thought I was ready to move out of kindergarten and into first grade. And today, in the reading, What is Sin?, which goes along with the lesson today, I understood that kindergarten is where we learn what the truth is. Like when we pick up the double-edged sword of sin in kindergarten. When we pick up sin, the teacher corrects us and says, "No, no, don't pick that up. You don't need to play with that." And so we lay it back down. And then when later we pick it back up, the teacher again corrects us and we put it back down. Over and over we do this. And in kindergarten, we are not really being held responsible for what we are being taught, because we are being taught what the truth is. And then we move from kindergarten to first grade. Now we are being held responsible for what we have learned. And it is expected of us to act in the way that we have been taught in kindergarten. And so, I think for me, I have been told over and over the lesson. And I have been picking up the double-edged sword of sin and then being gently corrected. And I lay it down. And so, now I've learned and know not to pick up the sword. And now it's time to move to first grade. I need to now be responsible for what I've learned and now know from being taught. I need to now hold myself responsible for not picking up the double-edged sword of sin. It's a double-edged sword because as I cut the other, I cut myself. As I hurt other, I hurt myself. And so in kindergarten, I would at any moment pick up the double-edged sword and then be gently corrected. And in first grade, I hold myself responsible to decide if I want to pick up the double-edged sword before reaching for the sword. I can stay in kindergarten as long as I want. But yesterday's lesson told me my goal is God. So if my goal is God, then I want to progress to first grade. I want to keep progressing. Keeping my eye on the goal. Remembering that there is no sin. And that to continue to believe in sin is to continue to not hold myself accountable. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to return to sanity. Help me to open my mind, to challenge the thoughts that I think. Help me to challenge the beliefs that I think I hold. Help me to return back to the quiet stillness within. To the knowing, to the place where there are no questions. Help me today to stay grounded in the truth, and when I wander off into insanity, gently guide me back. Help me to not be afraid of love or seek refuge in sin. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our minds. We take some time to become alert and aware of both the outer and the inner. And with that alert mind, we just notice. Nothing to fix or change. We just notice. We just notice. And we sit in allowance. And if we become aware of a sensation or a thought, we simply ask, who is it that is thinking this thought or feeling this sensation? Is it me who is thinking or feeling? Or am I simply aware of it? Thank you for joining with me in claiming our truth and laying down the double-edged sword of sin, remembering that love has no opposite. Namaste.